Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
We don't need another predator loan in Oklahoma. House Bill 1913 creates a new way for predator lenders to take advantage of seniors and vulnerable Oklahomans. AARP Oklahoma supports financial security and independence for all as we age. But House Bill 1913 will just create another debt trap with a new loan with an outrageous annual interest rate of 204%. Help stop the debt trap. Tell your senator to vote no on House Bill 1913. For more information, visit aarp.org/ok.
For over 20 years, the promise to clean up the remnants of Oklahoma's abandoned well sites has enhanced the beauty of our state more than 15,000 times over. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to restoring decades-old abandoned sites. We're proud to serve our neighbors and remain committed to our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301 or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
Well, live and feeder futures should open solidly higher today, supported by follow-through buying, technical encouragement, and cash optimism. Now, the hog contract's likely to begin moderately lower and being checked by residual selling and uncertain product demand. Now, cattle buying interest should continue to improve today. Opening cash bids around 128 to 130, at least in our part of the country. Yet, as bullish-minded feedlot managers dig in with asking prices around 134 to 135, significant trade volume could be delayed until tomorrow, although we did see some trade at $132 in our part of the country yesterday. Now, expect live and feeder futures to open on a firm basis, boosted further by spillover buying, technically promising charts and ideas of further cash progress. Now, it would appear that the country offering of market-ready hogs is getting a bit snugger. We may still be several weeks away from a more significant drop. Saturday's kills currently to be around 105,000 head. While such an effort will be half the size of last week, the weekly slaughter should still total well over 2.3 million. Well, corn futures unable to hold early gains and closed lower yesterday, even as forecasts have rain likely halting Midwest planting for a few days. Soybeans were lower amid talk that delays in corn planting could possibly shift some of those acres to soybeans. Winter wheat markets closed near unchanged, while spring wheat had more gains as wintry weather showed a slowed planting in the northern states. Now, the winter wheat markets were largely flat, while spring wheat had more gains due to the planting delays up north. This week's rain may provide some support to wheat as severe storms and flooding could wash out some Midwest soft red winter fields. Now, the 7-day forecast is a total of about 12 inches of rain in parts of the Northwest, Arkansas, and several inches from the Delta to the Great Lakes. Corn futures closed about 6 cents lower yesterday to take back most of yesterday's gains and to finish under key moving averages. Traders may have been rattled by talk in Washington about exiting NAFTA, which could have Mexico looking elsewhere for corn. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at superiorlivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Well, June live cattle up 270 at 118.52. The August up 272 at 114.77. May feeder cattle up 440 at 142.07. And August was up 450 at 145.85. May hogs down 55 cents, 64.67. The June down 107 at 70.75. Kansas City hard red winter wheat. The May was up a quarter penny at the close, 412 and a quarter. And July was up half penny at 425 and a quarter. Chicago wheat May was up down 1 cent, 407 and three quarters. July was down a half penny at 426 and a half. May corn down 6 cents at 359. July down 5 cents at 366 and three quarters. May soy was down 8 3/4 at 945 and three quarters. And the soybeans were down 8 1/2 cents at 956 and a half. May cotton down 10, 8059. And July down 22 at 7917. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.